Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, it's Steve McLaren here with my bestest ever cuddling and hugging friend, Casper the Snake. Say hello, Casper.
Hello.
Oh, Casper, that was beautiful. Like a rich creamy topping on a pink candied rose petal. I hope you're all comfortably seated with bellies full of hope, friendship and hot nutmeggy sausages.
Nutmeg.
Yes, all right, Casper, don't build your part. We went to Sports Direct the other day to buy some darts to throw at old photos of the big lass. We couldn't find any. Then an assistant waddled over to help. He was spherical, pale and sort of sweaty. Where are your darts, son? I asked.
I'll fetch them for you.
As he waddled away, we noticed a damp brown patch with scratch marks on the back of the tracksuit bottoms. Casper spewed up on a 10-pack of 100% reclaimed cardboard sports socks. It was, of course, my co-host, Mr. Andrew Dawson. Oh, Mr. Sports Socks, face like a gearbox, scratch marks on his buttock, maggots juice on his stomach.
So, what do you reckon, Andy? It's a little a Sports Direct-based story, that.
Yeah, I don't remember that happening, but it seems realistic. It sounds like something that could have happened. Are you having a bit of a munch there? You're eating something during the podcast.
I'm eating a panettone.
Panettone for Christmas.
Panettone.
No, you got to say it's
like, not panettone. Panettone. Nice to hear from Mr. McLaren, yeah?
Nice to hear you munching away there. It's something that always goes down well with the listeners when you're eating during a podcast.
Sorry. I've spat it out on my socks.
How's your health, Bob?
Not too bad. Good. Not great, you know.
Not great.
Not great.
Is that physical health or mental health? Or both,
Andy.
Both. Are you suffering from a malaise? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, malaise. Yeah. It's not easy, is it?
I have to
say, Andy, I was contractually obliged to save Steve doing that intro for me. I have to say, please don't forget that McLaren's fun and laughter bars are what gives Christmas its cuddles and hugs. I just had to do that.
Yeah, available from all good supermarkets, health food stores, etc.
Available literally everywhere. Just lift up a paving stone, you'll find one under there, you know.
In a bush, under a bin. Have you been approached yet about getting the vaccine?
But being
an elderly and unhealthy man, I thought you'd be quite
well,
near that.
Well, I'm not in the super elderly.
No, but you're very much in need, aren't you, of help?
I would like to have one, yeah. I mean, you're a big lad, Andy, that you're a bit vulnerable, aren't you?
I think that's quite far down the categories of when you get it. I think big lads are probably like, maybe, don't know, June next year, I think.
June next year for the fat lads. It'll be a good day to visit the vaccination centre when the fat lads are called in, won't it?
Well, there'll be like a bacon van outside, won't there? The portable bacon van will turn up outside and do a roaring trade.
In my life's experience, I think it's true to say that the fat lads are a bit squeamish when it comes to needles and stuff.
Oh, do you reckon?
So there'll be a lot of fat lads screaming from the tent.
What life experience have you got of fat lads and needles? Where's that come from?
Well, I've worked with quite a lot of lazy. I'm not going to start shaming people. Sorry, no, but I do think there's a tendency for the bigger lad to be a bit squeamish with needles.
Well, I went and got my winter flu jab a couple of weeks ago, and I just took it, no problem. Yeah, I didn't cry or anything.
How come you get a winter flu jab? You're only about 40, aren't you?
48. Yeah, you could get one. You get one private. You've got to pay $13.99 to get it. It's not, like, free.
Oh, right,
but
I see.
Small price to pay, innit? $13.99 for a winter of flu-free living.
I've never had flu, Andy, as far as I'm aware. So,
are they not offered, like, vaccines down at the Showbiz Centre? Is there not, like, a special consignment for celebrities to get it early?
God, I haven't been shut. You know, the Showbiz Centre's shut at the moment because of the COVID.
Do you not all get together on Zoom? Hang out on there?
Yeah, we get together, yeah. We get together. Do you know, what's the fellow who used to do, like, Grand Designs or something? He's got long hair.
Oh, Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had a Zoom, interior design Zoom with him last night. There was me, Rod Stewart. yes, a lot of us are into interior design, yeah.
You kind of get me in there, can you? Kind of get me, like, signed up for the Showbiz Centre. I mean, just for Christmas or something.
I can't,
I'd,
no.
I'd love to.
I can't even have you as a guest. No, I can't. I mean, if you put a little one of those little Peaky Binders caps on, mm-hmm. I might be able to get you in as a, like, I'd say that Phil Collins has put a load of weight on. Might be able to sneak you through.
Would you like to choose a name for this episode?
Yeah, go on, then.
I don't have any further information other than the names. It's just simply just a name. You could be the infection section.
Okay.
You could be Strongman John.
Yeah.
You could be Probe Yule Tube 77.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just be Ronnie Hot Dogs?
Or you could be Big Linda.
Oh, all right, I'll withdraw that. I'll like to be Big Linda, please.
Or Ronnie Hot Dogs. No, I'm Ronnie Hot Dogs. You're Honky Tonk.
I'm Honky Tonk.
But you want to be Big Linda for this one?
Yeah, please. Hey, do you fancy a quiz, sir?
Yeah, what you got?
I've got, it's me pricing quiz, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But I've used the top three Christmas presents this year, yeah?
Okay.
According to some frickin' list,
according,
you know, I don't know what.
Some survey, yeah.
Some list. Let me just find it here. So, it's called Boing Pop Charger Peanuts! Clang Doing Moon. Oh, yeah! Pop, crash, kapoom, hair. Give me just a little more time. And it is, Andrew, the three most popular gifts this Christmas.
Oh.
You got a price and for me, least to most expensive or vice versa.
Are
yeah?
Children's gifts, adult gifts or combined?
Adults.
Adult gifts. Right, okay.
First one is the Olebri 3-in-1 charging stand. you can charge your Apple Watch, your iPhone and your iBuds. Apparently that's number one gift.
That's one of the
gift.
Top three gifts, is it?
Apparently.
Dear God.
The second one is the Logro moon lamp, yeah? It's a sphere about the size of a football. That it can't, when it lights up, it looks a bit like the moon.
Jesus wept. Yeah.
And then, I haven't got a brand for it, I'm afraid. I forgot to write it down, but it's a combined hairdryer and brush. So do you know what I mean? As you brush it, the hot air's coming through as well.
These are the top three gifts. Where? Car boot sale?
It's off, you know, it was in one of the Independent or something.
Bloody hell. All right. Right. The most expensive of them, I reckon, has got to be the hairdryer brush combined, because it's two things combined into one, plus it has an engine in it of sorts.
Yes.
Second, I think, is the charging thing. And thirdly, I reckon, the moon, because it's just like a sphere with a lamp in it. So.
Okay. Well, Andrew. I think this might be the start of a very, very Merry Christmas for you, because you nailed it.
Oh, wow, what about that?
How does that feel?
That rarely happens. That feels good.
Oh, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Beardsley sent me a Christmas message.
Oh, good.
Came as a PDF attachment.
Right.
That I had to re-export and paste onto my desktop as an MP3.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible. Have you got some new software that does that?
You got some new software from Infinity Rocket
from
Plastics,
Infinity
yeah.
Rocket Plastics, obviously, yeah. Okay.
So let's have a listen, shall we?
Okay.
All right, Bob. It's Peter here. Well, what a strange year it has been, Bob. Every day just seamlessly merging with the next, with little or no contact with the outside world, you know. My life seems to have shrunk, you know, into a little capsule just containing the wife, me, and the little cheeky robin that comes and sits on the ornamental cherry tree outside the spare room window. I tell you, Bob, that little robin is so cheeky, cheeky, chirpy, cheek, chirp. When he sees me staring at him, he turns his cheeky head to one side and stares back at me as if like I'm an advert, you know, for a kebab rotator or something. I sometimes say, hello, little cheeky robin. But as soon as I do, he generally flies off to be with his mates. Doctor. The other day, I was staring out of the top front window waiting for the Amazon van to arrive. I bought a wife an egg slicer, an egg codler with helicopter graphics, because she's always telling me like how much she would love to just fly away, like, and an egg timer signed by Joe Wiley. She loves Joe Wiley, does the wife, like. So I wanted to intercept the Amazon man so that the wife wouldn't see the presence, like. Well, after a couple of hours spent staring and imagining that I was a copper, the van arrived. So I quietly went downstairs to meet him at the door. Sadly, though, when I got there, the wife was already walking out of her TV room.
What the fuck are you doing? Creeping round like a fucking midnight arsehole?
Nothing, love. I just came down to the door, you know, and to ask if you wanted some nice runny porches for a mid-morning pick-you-up, like.
No, I don't want any fucking porches. Porches, you one bollock Doyle. I want an egg scrambler with a white sliced bread and a mug of fucking Bovril. As if that wasn't fucking obvious.
Oh, okay, look. You go and sit down. I'll fetch the door.
Will you fucking out? I'll get the door. I could do with seeing a face that doesn't look like a fucking acorn.
Okay, love. So the wife opens the door, but I like hang around a bit to see if I can get all of the parcels without her seeing, you know. She opens the door, it's a tall fella, about 30 years old, like, with a very nice side parting to his hair.
Hello there. I must say, you're a sight for sore eyes. Do you have time to pop in and have a nice fried egg and a cup of fucking tea?
No, I'm a bit behind already, but thanks for asking.
I like a bit of behind as well, especially when it's near a nice... especially when it's near a nice thick bonkon. What's your name, son? I bet it's something very fucking modern, you know, like vase or plasterboard.
No, my name's Gary, same as my dad.
Does your dad live nearby? Might he like a fried fork and egg and a knock on me fronties?
No, he lives in Bolton.
All right, like that Pete Kerr fella. Oh, I wouldn't mind a tumble in his undies. That would be very fucking sweet.
I tell you, love, I'll just take these parcels off the fella whilst you have your shit chat.
No, you fucking won't, you fucking sack of clown shoes. Hey, I'll check those, thank you, Gary. And don't worry, I'll be watching your cheeks swinging on your way back to the van.
So the wife takes the parcels and watches Gary walk down the drive. Here, let me take the parcels off while you watch Gary's ass.
Piss off and start scrambling, you dozy fucking mind drain.
So I go do the scramblers for the wife. And while I'm ringing in the TV room, I can see that she has already opened the packages.
What in the name of a living fucking fuck robot is this shite?
A bit of a shame, really, love, because they were my surprise Christmas presents for you, you know. Do you not like them?
Sit down, Peter.
I am in trouble, love.
Just do as you're fucking told.
Okay, love. So I remove some damp residue tissues and sit down on the arm of the sofa.
You're a good lad, Peter. I loved your Wiley, and combining her with egg timing is a fucking winner as far as I'm concerned.
I'm glad you like them. I do love you very much.
I know you do, Peter. Would you like a hand job?
No, it's all right, love. I'll just go and get these presents wrapped, you know.
That's up to you. Right, I'm watching Holmes Under the Hammer on catch-up, so fuck off.
And she turned the sound up on the telly.
Ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-Martin. Ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-Martin. Ma-ma-ma-tin-tin-tin. Well, this is an unusual property, but as you probably guessed, I do like it. Just knock all the walls down to create a kitchen diner and paint every surface pure Martin cream. Ooh, a bit of damp there. You want to get that looked at by an expert.
So I'm pleased that she likes the presents. I don't suppose she will have got anything for me, but I don't mind, you know. Oh, look, here's that cheeky robin back again. Hiya, little fella. Oh, he's fucked off. I'll see you, Bob. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beardsley. See you, Bob.
Oh, that nice of Peter, wasn't it?
That was a lovely update there. Lots to enjoy there. Bob, do you reckon Paul McCartney's still having a wonderful Christmas time?
Oh, no,
I mean,
not
it was,
this,
what, 1978, 79? Maybe he doesn't enjoy it so much now, I don't know.
I think maybe you enjoy it more the older you get, Andy, so hopefully I think, right. So, yeah.
Hey, apparently he's a fan of yours, Paul McCartney. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
Do you see him up the Showbiz Centre and that?
No, he don't go. He don't. Ringo goes.
Ringo goes, does he?
Yeah, Ringo loves it. He's like, he's got his own chair that's got like a little symbol on it, and he smashes it, tings the symbol
when he needs something bringing to him.
Yeah, mainly chocolate eclairs. Loves them.
And Paul enjoys Holmes Under the Hammer as well. So there's a little triangle of circumstances there. I think, isn't there?
Isn't it a triangle of circumstance? Yeah. Yeah. What a nice way of putting
it, Andy.
Can
you think of another triangle of circumstances? Maybe for next time.
I'll try and think of a triangle of circumstance for next time. Yeah, I'll do that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I went up to London to have a meeting with a bloke who wants to make a show about a serial killer, Andy, who's obsessed with fritters.
Right.
Yeah? You know, like spam fritters, potato fritters, veggie fritters, baked bean fritters.
All
your
the fritters.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, the whole of the fritter world.
Yeah.
You know, but they're a bit out of the favour at the moment, I think, Andy, because they're very much associated with chip shops, you know, and being unhealthy and that. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, as soon as you call them like pakora or tempura, Everyone can't get enough of them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, his idea was to combine fritters and murder, right?
Strong.
So like, as a serial killer, would get all murdery if he hadn't had a fritter for a week or so, and when he did kill, he'd leave a fritter in the victim's handbag. Yeah. Some survivors would say that he had a fritter tattooed on his neck, and that they remembered the terrible smell of cooking oil, you know, from the assailant. Anyway, as the detective had to find out where each of the handbag fritters had come from, we get to see loads of fritters, yeah? The twist is that the detective becomes addicted to fritters, and in the final scene, she declines to shoot the killer, but instead decides to marry him and join him in his murdering. So I think it's pretty strong.
Have you been sponsored by the UK Fritter Federation or something for this?
No, this was this bloke's idea. I think it's really strong. It was quite an upbeat meeting, actually, Andy.
I'd watch it.
So I decided to treat myself to a meal at Rule's Restaurant in Covent Garden, right. You know. And boy, did I get lucky, because I was shown to a seat right behind where the Christmas meeting of the British Managers Lunch Club was taking place. So I had a good listen in. It was Sam Allardyce, Steve McLaren, Tony Pulis, Mark Hughes, Nigel Pearson.
Blimey.
Alan Pardew. He should be called Andrew, shouldn't he? So this is how it went. Anyway, Big Sam. Good afternoon, one and all, and welcome to the BMLC Christmas Blowout. Money, 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 money. And they all licked their badges. Before we tuck into this platter of seabirds' beaks, I have a big announcement to make. Nigel chirps in, have you won a fight? You haven't had a fight with me, so there is a chance that you have had a fight and won it. Now, don't be so daft, Nigel. I would just like to inform you that I have accepted the job of manager at West Brom. Ker-fucking-ching. And the best bit is, if I can keep the fuckers up, I get an ice-cool £2 million bonus to lump into the Lunch Club Offshore Investment Fund. Money, 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 money. Lick their badges. It's the perfect recipe for a two-leg rinse and reject. I literally can't wait to park the baggies bus and drive it away with a sack of cash on me lap. Now, Tony Pulis, how's it going at Sheffield Wednesday? They're a bit cash-strapped, so I hope you know what you're doing.
Yes, of course. It's just a standard single-stage destroy and exit. I should be gone pretty shortly after the January window. I'm getting some massive washed-up defenders to shore up the midfield and just watch us drop. I won't walk, I'll wait to be pushed. Should be easy to negotiate a million for my exit. Sweet as a nut. Smooth as a brand-new maraca. Cash in the bank. Please, I beg you, tell me, is there anything not to like about that?
Steve McLaren interjects. Do you not feel a bit sad for the fans? You know, the football club's very important to the local community. For some people, the matches is all they have to live for. It's a bit like, you know, me and Casper feel about each other.
Well, obviously I'll tell them that they're the best fans in the world and that theirs is a proper club and that the club is nothing without them and all that bollocks.
Maybe you could start selling mine and Casper's fun and laughter bars at the club shop. That would give everyone a billy boost. Come on, Steve, let's not get all sentimental. Tell us about your new job at Derby. Is it a destroy and exit or a remain and drain? I haven't really had time to think. Casper and I have been busy recarpeting the office suites and restocking the bars with our Hugs and Snuggles raspberry and candy floss coolies. There's 100 hugs in every glass.
And how much do these huggies or whatever retail for?
£10 per tumbler.
That's a fucking result. Money, 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 money. Alan Pardew, what are you up to? It's hard to keep track, if I'm honest.
I'm currently technical director at... hold on a minute, I'll just look it up on Wiki. There it is. Technical director at CSKA Sofia in Bulgaria.
Oh, that's where the Wombles are from. How lovely.
Technical director? What the fuck is that? And more to the point, what's the angle? What's the grift?
Well, I needed a European Union base so that I can still export my Pardieu range of satin ties, cufflinks, collar pins and ranch-style housing furnishings tariff-free on leaving the EU. I was also aware that the Bulgarians are still suckers for stonewashed skinny jeans, so I've repurposed the indoor training facility as a clothing warehouse. I'm shifting over 2,000 skinnies a day, mostly to the single-parent market.
Bulgarian stonewashed denim. Who would have thought it would come to that? Mark Hughes, you've been very quiet. What are you up to, you little Welsh arsehole?
I've been applying, you know, various posts. No luck up to now. I designed a new range of underpants for ducks. I'm very excited about wearing a large pair at the moment and keeping me nice and dry. I wanted that West Brom job. You stole it from me, Sam.
Calm down, Mark. All is fair in love and war and the British manager's merry-go-round. As soon as Tony buries Sheffield Wednesday, you'll be a shoo-in. And if not there, there's always the Forest job. Chrissy Houghton reckons he'll be out there early Feb with a truck full of cash. Happy days.
Money.
What about you, Nigel? Nigel Pearson, you got any openings?
I'm looking into the possibility of a pay by view fight on the YouTube. People love to watch fighting, and when it comes to having a fight, I'm by a long stretch the best fighter. When people fight me, they lose the fight. I employ traditional British fighting techniques, which are the best fighting tactics in the world of fight.
That doesn't sound a very happy or funny giggles thing to do. Who is it that you're hoping to fight?
I want to fight Stephen Fry or Joe Squash. These are both fights that I would not lose. At the end of the fight, I would say that it is a fight that I have won, and my opponent would say, I have just lost that fight.
OK, Nigel, it sounds an absolute hoot, but here are the beaks. Here are some beaks that won't be hooting again. Come on, lads. Tuck into this seabird platter and use your hands. They're as tough as an archer's knuckle. Money.
So that's what I heard, Andy.
Right. Very good.
Exciting times for them, innit?
Very much so. Yeah.
I bet you'd like a traditional British manager just at this moment at Sunderland.
Well, we've got one of the upcoming sort of wannabes, I think, of the Manager's Lunch Club. We've got Lee Johnson from Bristol City, and he's all about PowerPoints and wearing brown loafers with, like, blue jeans and stuff like that.
Oh, but that's what you need.
He's got, like, a very, very highly tuned brand of bullshit that I think he'll string out for maybe his 14 months before we give him the sack.
Jeans on the sideline.
Yeah,
I'm very
sports jackets and all that. I'm very confident that it'll fall apart.
Andy, just on a hunch, I just like had a hunch, you know, like a Christmassy hunch.
Yeah.
I had me mates at Infinity Rocket Plastics install some spyware into Mark Lawrence's smart TV via his wireless router. Yeah,
right.
And I'm glad I did, because I can tell you what happened at his house the other evening, yeah?
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
So Mark was listening to TalkSport, you know, digitally through his TV.
Mm.
And as he cleaned up all the whimsies on his mantelpiece with a Belinda wipe, yeah?
Yeah.
So what your first thing that you hear is Jim White from TalkSport.
Oh, yeah.
Right, as I promised you before the break, I have some breaking news that is literally going to blow your mind. As if VAR and COVID weren't enough, now we have this. It's unbelievable, and I can't wait to see what Simon Jordan has to say about it. I'm so annoyed and frustrated by this development that I can feel my gallbladder pulsating like a frog's goiter. Listen to this. Yeovil Town FC have just announced that from next season, the overspill car park behind the Copse Road Terrace will have a reduced capacity of 50 vehicles, down from this year's 51 vehicles. A beggar's belief. What say you, Simon?
Listen, I've been in the business for over and approaching a period of time that is tantamount to an era. The customer is the bread and putty of any business. What if it was your mum who was 51 in line? It's cost-cutting in a place of wrongness and ineptitude, and it's unrealistically egregious.
Hear, hear. Well said, Simon Jordan. And just at that moment, Andy, there's a knock on the door.
Oh, God help us. Who could that be? I'm only halfway through my whimsies. If I forget my place, I'll have to start again.
Mark answers the door, and it was his nephew, the young prince, Patrick Bamford.
Oh, hello, Patrick. Do cometh in. To what do I oweth this pleasant surprise?
I'm just visiting all my favourite uncles to give them their Christmas prezzies. Now, you're Uncle Mark, aren't you?
The one and only, and the very same. I thanketh you. Can I get you a cuppa or something?
I would absolutely love a fluffy coffee, if that's OK.
I'm sorry, Patrick. What's a fluffy coffee?
Fluffy coffee, you know, where the milk is all fluffy and squammy.
Do you mean frothy?
Yes, fluffy. I absolutely adore fluffy coffee. I say, Uncle Mark, do you have a twoffy quiff that I can have with my fluffy coffee? I just love twoffy quips.
I've never heard of twoffy quips, young Patrick. Is it a cake or a biscuit or what?
It's a chocky bar, Uncle Mark. Hey, I've got an idea. Maybe there's one in the selection box I bought for you and Auntie Barbara. Let's have a look. Yes, there it is, a toffee crisp.
Oh, a toffee crisp. Oh, yes, I know all about them. Rice puffs and caramel and a chocolate coating. I'll get the kettle on.
Well, at that point, there's another knock on the door and in walks Mark's other nephew, Jack Grealish.
All right, Patrick, happy Christmas. What's that you're eating?
It's toffee crisp. I'm having it with a cup of fluffy foffy.
Mark comes into the room holding two coffees.
Oh, hello, young Jack. Would you like a frothy coffee and half a toffee crisp?
Oh, yes, please, Uncle Mark. That would be busting.
Jack takes a step forward to take his coffee off Mark, but as he does so, Walter, the Christmas woodlouse, walks out in front of him on the carpet. Jack stumbles and pushes Mark over, and two cups of frothy coffee fly into the air and spill all over Mark's whimsies.
Oh, no, not my whimsies. Jack, you're such a clumsy boy. You need to be more careful. Barbara's going to go apeshit if I use up all her Christmas edition Belinda wipes.
It's worse than that, Uncle Mark. He's also killed Walter for Christmas woodlouse.
Oh, God, no. Barbara's going to kill me. Christmas is ruined for everyone, everywhere.
And at that point, Jack tripped over the wire from the router and I lost my feed. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Eventful.
I got lucky there, didn't I? I just had this Christmas instinct I should be at Mark's, you know, finding out.
And I'm glad we found out about the goings-on at Yeovil and Simon Jordan's opinion on it, because Simon Jordan's opinions are very important, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, that's all that matters. I'm hoping that... I'm just waiting to see if asks to find out from Simon if the vaccine's safe.
Oh, God, that could go either way, couldn't it?
Littlewood.
Oh, God.
Welcome along to the Dominic Littlewood podcast, otherwise known as the Dom Pod. Now, normally I get one of my showbiz celebrity friends as my special guest, but Joe Swash wasn't available this week. So I've got the bloke from the Cadbury's Boost Ad, Mr. Bob Mulmer, joining me today. Good afternoon, Bob. Thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure.
I thought we could talk about Christmas. Look, today's Dom Pod, Bob. Christmas is a time for thinking about Jesus. Do you pray, Bob Mortimer?
No, I must admit, I'm not very good. I don't really pray at all.
You don't pray at all anymore? Well, you come across as a very selfish man when you say that.
Well, I mean, I try to behave myself, you know, generally speaking.
If you were going to pray, would you pray for things that you want for yourself? Like, you know... wheel trims on your car, or would you pray for the wider community?
I haven't prayed, but my guess is I'd probably combine them, you know.
Would you like to pray now with me on this podcast?
All right, if you want to, Dom, yeah, of course, yeah.
All right, heads together, eyes closed. we pray together here today for some new wheel trims for Bob Homer and also for everyone to have a nice time at Christmas. Here we go. Amen.
That's nice. Amen. Thank you for tuning in there.
Lovely stuff. Bob, do you think Die Hard is a Christmas film?
I don't watch it as a Christmas. Is it set at Christmas?
Well, apparently, yeah, Christmas Eve.
Oh, well, there you go. It's a Christmas film then, isn't it?
Is it? Well, I don't really have an opinion either way, personally. I'm on the fence myself with that one. Have you got any predictions for 2021, Bob?
Predictions?
Yeah.
I think that dogs are probably going to get hairier, generally. Yeah.
It's been going that way for a while, hasn't it?
It has been going that way, but I think they're going to really get long this coming year.
That's good. Strong prediction there. We'll come back in a year and we'll see if that played out or not. I just hope 2021 is completed. Do you know what I mean? That's all I have for.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, completion. That's all I want. Have you got a favourite Christmas from your past? Particularly, really sticks in your memory, tugs your heartstrings, that sort of thing.
I remember one when I got something called the Matchbox Motorised Motorway. I was probably about 12.
Right,
and
yeah.
I could watch the cars go round and round the track, race me brothers and that. That were good fun.
Does it make you sad that it's never ever going to be as good as that again?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. No, it is, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, me too. Well, I think we've covered everything there, Bob, for Christmas. I just need to say, sponsors, this podcast is brought to you in association with Sausage Rolls. So here we go. That's it from the Dumb Pod. Have a Merry Christmas, Bob. Thank you very much, Dom, for joining me.
Thank you.
Hello. Adrian Lewis here. If you're looking for a Christmas with a difference, my good friends at Slaughter's Restaurant, round the corner from the darts at the Alley Pally, will be supplying takeout dinners on the big day, direct from the kitchen door, round the back. He is the head restaurant's head waiter with details about the special set menu.
For your starter, you can enjoy long-forgotten prawns in a highly toxic petroleum sauce. Your main course will be lorry engine roasted root bird. We cannot guarantee the species, but it will definitely be road sourced. If you want it plucked, please specify when ordering. Your bird will be served with a large mashed bowl of vegetable matter that has been deep fried in pangolin piss along with some lovely brain gravy. For dessert, you can enjoy a stewed goat's pancreas stuffed with mouse droppings and drenched in some fucking custard.
Oh, that's got the fat pulsating through my log-jammed arteries. If that doesn't spur me on to win the World Darts Championship, nothing will. Here's Slaughter's head coach... Sorry, here's Slaughter's head chef, Ron Craggs.
Nothing help!
Ron, there's one question on everyone's lips. Will your take-out Christmas dinner be COVID-safe?
Oh, good question! Who knows? Meat has always been and always will retain an air of mystery. All I can say is that I'll try not to sneeze into the pans while I'm cooking. I don't think there's much more that I can do than that.
Oh, thank you, Ron. I'll see you around the back door on Christmas Day. And don't forget my extra order of some hoof soup for me St. Bernard. Visit Slaughter's this Christmas.
Oh, there we go. Are you going to be watching the darts?
I'm already on it, Andy, yeah.
You're already on it. Yeah. I've got to tell you who my favourite player is Glenn Durrant.
The Borough lad.
The Borough lad. He reminds me a little bit of you, but if you'd been beaten up. Do you know what I mean?
I follow Adrian, but he's on tomorrow.
I've also got another new favourite. It was the heavy metal darts player, Ryan Searle. Have you seen him?
I've liked Searle for a couple of years now, yeah.
He's great, isn't he?
It's a full-on Warhammer approach,
isn't it? It's total Warhammer, isn't he? Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Someone on our Club Parsnips thing put in a request to ask if Mark could let us know what his top 10 party foods were. So I submitted that and he sent me back a WAV with that on. So let's have a quick listen to that before we go.
I don't have a lot of time for party food. I find it frivolous. In fact, I find any food that doesn't require cutlery to be an abomination. Makes me nauseous. But with that in mind, here are my top 10 party foods. Number 10, the mini pork pie. Number 9, the standard pork pie. Number 8, sticky wings. Number 7, Indian influence half-ton platter. Number 6, potato smiles. Number 5, a wheel of dark yellow cheese. Number 4, lemon roulade. Number 3, the chicken dippers. Number 2, the prawn ring. Number 1, turkey lollipops. There you go, that's my top 10 party foods. Please try to enjoy the festive season.
There.
Thank you, Mark.
Not really overbrimming with enthusiasm, but...
What was that at number one? A turkey?
Turkey lollipops.
What is that?
Well, just a bit of turkey on a stick.
Is it? Oh, it's a Sunderland thing,
yeah,
is it?
It's exactly as you'd imagine. You never had them?
Blimey. No, I've never heard of them, no.
Get yourself an Asda.
I got some KFC the other day. I wasn't that happy with it. I don't think... I think it fades quite... I think that it doesn't suit delivery, I don't reckon, but maybe it's just my local one.
The aftermath of KFC is pretty traumatic for me. I'm getting really thirsty from whatever's in that seasoning that's on the chicken.
Do you often get KFC?
That's none of your business.
I suppose it isn't. The corn's going to be a bit sweaty as well. But anyway, have you got any Christmas viewing suggestions, Andy, that might be interesting?
I haven't got the Radio Times yet to have a look through, so I don't know. But I'm going to watch the Darts, like I've said. I'll be watching that. Last night I watched the Death of Stalin, which is one of my favourite recent films. It's got your mate, the fisherman, in it.
It's got Paulio in it, yeah?
Yeah, that's a brilliant film. It's a sort of film you need to watch a couple of times because there's so much going on in it. So that's
Have you watched a film? I can give you a really big recommendation here, Andy.
Please do.
You could watch it with your lad as well. There's a film, pretty sure it's Netflix, called The Hunt.
Right.
Came out about 6 months ago.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you anything about it. It is absolutely fantastic.
You're just going to tell me it's about a hunt and that's it?
Well, I honestly don't want to... Honestly, it's got a lovely conceit at the heart of it, which I don't want to tell you. So I can only really give it a massive recommendation. It is a hoot.
That, Robert, is good enough for me.
Okay, well, so happy Christmas to all the listeners.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.